today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today, Sunday, is the 13th of Ramadan, 1440 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Ordibehesht, 1398 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of May, 2019 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Now is the time to listen to a verse of the Holy Quran, verse 262 of chapter 2, chapter Baqarah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى لهم أجرهم عند ربهم لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
Those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah and then do not follow up what they have spent with reminders of it or other injury will have their reward with their Lord, and there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran. Those who spend some of their property in the way of Allah, but after that benevolent action, they reproach or do something that cause injury, they destroy their reward indeed with this reprobated action. It can also be said that such persons, in many cases, not only are not good doers, but also are some transgressors, because the honor of a man and his psychological social capitals are often surely more valuable than property and wealth.
أرجو رضاك يا
الله
أنت الرحيم يا
الله
هبني عطاك يا
الله
أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا
الله
أنت العظيم يا
الله
فيك الرجاء يا
الله
أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال.
Ramadan, the month of forgiveness, helping others. It is the duty of those who are fortunate in terms of material wealth to help the less fortunate in different parts of the world. This can be done by sending aid to various charitable organizations that look after the needs of the poor in countries like African countries, Iraq, Yemen, and others. There are many Quranic verses that call for spending money and the cause of God. God explains that the money we spend in His cause will be doubled and multiplied for us, and that this will be profitable for us both now and in the hereafter. The only condition, however, that God sets for the attainment of this reward is that the benefactor should not remind those who receive his support of his benefaction to them.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the beginning verses of the Holy Quran in the Surah Al-Baqarah, the second Surah of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala counts the features of the pious people. And one of them is that they live quite deliberately, they try to live in the way lower classes of society do. Now we find that those people who pay alms in the month Ramadan shouldn't fear of the other kinds of chastisement or hardships that they would suffer. This is because of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew well, instructed him in a suitable way, were not to lose the feeling that we must be on a par with those people who don't have, much money in order to support themselves. It's because of the month of Ramadan that the well-to-do people, the rich, can experience some parts of or some sorts of problems that the lower classes of society always suffer. At the same time, we find that the fourth infallible Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn as-Sajjad, salamullah alayhi, indicated that having good reception for our guests is a good practice. Yet Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam recommended whoever was with him to be kind to the needy people. And at that time, Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn, salamullah alayhi, he himself distributed bread and dates to the houses of those people who didn't have the right financial support or financial position. Thank you.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله يقول الله عز وجل من لم تصم جوارحه عن محارمي فلا حاجة لي في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه من أجلي.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله said, Allah, mighty and exalted, says, He whose limbs do not fast by refraining from what I have prohibited, then there is no need for him to refrain from food and drink for my sake.
An important point to remember is that the wealth which human beings enjoy actually belongs to Allah. The Quran continuously brings man's attention to the fact that wealth is only God's and that man is no more than a proxy of God in supervising it. Consequently, man should not disobey God regarding the trust put under his charge. People are requested to spend of the wealth that God has bestowed upon them on those who do not have it. The fact is that wealth is not theirs, for they act only as representatives who have been assigned by God to manage it. Da'al al-Iftitah can be divided into two parts. First part is concerning man's relationship with Allah, and second part is about the divine leaders. The first section of the du'a describes different qualities of Allah and reveals the graciousness and love of Allah for the human being. This section of the du'a can further be divided into the following parts. First, the praise of Allah, and second, emphasis on the oneness of Allah, third, on the generosity of Allah, and fourth, the relationship of Allah and the human being. The second section of the dua sends blessings on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ma'sumeen, the infallibles and then discusses the role of the 12th Imam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. And now we are trying to recite some part of the Dua al-Iftitah with the translation of this Dua.
الله الذي يخلق ولم يخلق ويرزق ولا يرزق ويطعم ولا يطعم ويميت الأحياء ويحيي الموتى وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء.
All praise be to Allah who has guided us to this. We could not truly have been led aright if Allah had not guided us. All praise be to Allah who creates but He is not created. And He gives subsistence but He needs no provisions. And He gives food to eat but He takes no nourishment. And He makes the living dead. And He brings the dead to life. But He is the ever-living, there is no death for Him. In His hands is all the good. And He is able to do all things. Sheikh Asad Ja'fari.
Attach a personal theme for all of you as well. Ask yourself, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from me? And accomplish that. You have the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we have traditions, we have hadith, and this is also medically proven that if you establish an act for 40 days, it becomes part of your malakay, part of your disposition. It becomes ingrained in your soul. If you are somebody who was always dying to establish Salatul Layl inside of you, this is the ideal time. If you're somebody who wanted to recite at least 10, 20 ayats of the Quran every single day, you couldn't find time, now is the ideal time to break that habit or to form that habit. If you're somebody who wanted to break your habit, smoking, whatever the case may be, this month brings something to everybody at all aspects of your life. Time management, money management for those who eat out every single day, who spend $5, $10 on lunch every single day. Ask yourself, how much money will you save? Small, minute things that you may not think about. And of course, the big one, spirituality and blessings, forgiveness, or every single minute of this month is unlike any other minute of this year. And so God forbid, like I said, we be somebody who the month passes completely and we have no progress. All the tools are in front of us. We have the ability now, like I said, to be better human beings. But you have to realize and focus, what is it that makes me a better person? This has to be a very individual Ramadan for all of you. This has to be a very focused Ramadan for all of you.
يا رحمن يا رزاق يا غفار يا قهار يا وهاب يا تواب يا رحيم يا عزيز يا سميع يا بصير يا لطيف يا خبير يا حليم يا عظيم يا
Dear brothers and sisters, many thanks for staying tuned with today's special from IRB English Radio. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all your du'as and prayers and fasting during the holy month of Ramadan, and ask you not to forget us from your good du'as in the blessed times of prayer in this holy month. Till our next session, tomorrow, same time, I live in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum. Ramadan.